Hello and welcome to our fourth call into setting the foundation for your empowered life. Thank you for being a part of this program. Oh my gosh, I love this program. So I do have quite a bit to cover, so we'll just dive right in. So today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention for the program and the call, and then we'll dive deep into cause and effect and using your power. And then we're going to experience a new meditation to infuse your day and your life with love and firmly set the intention to use your power. And then we're going to recap. Okay, so first we're going to solidify the intention for this program. We've come together to learn how to bring your heart and brain into coherence to feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past, to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of that divinity within, so that you create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. And our intention for this call is to open the way for you to understand and use your power, powerfully bringing being the cause from the vibration of love and reaping the rewards of the effect as love experiences. So together we set our intention. Okay, if you'll just close your eyes and just take a really deep cleansing breath and exhale fully, pushing out any stagnant air. And then just take another deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling the breath coming into and exhaling from the body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. Now just shift your focus to gratitude. Just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just follow those blessings to more love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so before we get started, I just wanted to share with you, as you know, there's a lot of information out there and it's challenging to know who to listen to. And I want to encourage you to listen to your heart when it comes to taking in information. Does it resonate? Does it feel right? Even with what I share with you, does it feel right? And if not, ask me about it, because I may need to explain something better, or maybe you just need to put a pin in something for now. But to get back to getting information from others, I follow the astrologer Pam Gregory. And she's been sharing from an astrological standpoint the same thing my angelic team have been telling me, which is really exciting because I love validation. And as I said, Pam is an astrologer, and she introduced me to Stephen Burns. And Stephen explains energetic flow from a scientific standpoint. And that includes the Earth's electromagnetic field and how solar activity pushes and pulls that field, which in turn pushes and pulls us. Now, I love Pam's energy, and I really like Stephen's too. They speak from a foundation of love to support people, not to freak people out, but to support us to use the empowered energy within us to work with the energetic flow. And if you're listening to a recording of this call weeks or months later, it's originally taking place in April of 2024, a little over a week after the solar eclipse. And there's been a lot going on energetically all year, but I feel there's been a huge shift since the eclipse. I believe that what we're experiencing now is a deeper introduction to what the new normal of what Earth's energy is shaping into. And we're learning how that energy is affecting our human body, both personally and as a collective. Now, I'm not an astrologer, and of course, I don't have a scientific background, but I do understand what my angelic team are telling me. And the angels are telling me that energetically, we're being pushed to consciously choose the energy we want to be. We're being forcibly reminded to make this conscious choice when we find ourselves in experiences of some kind of adversity. And we may find ourselves in experiences with people who may be snippy or aggressive, and communication may be scattered or lacking. And of course, we're still in Mercury retrograde, which affects communication and technology, but also opens the portal, if you will, to peek into your future. Now, this program's teaching you how to make that conscious choice daily and throughout the day as to what energy you want to be vibrating in. And when we consciously choose to be love energy, we work with and flow with this energy instead of being dragged, kicking, and screaming. So implementing what you're learning here on a daily basis will make your life so much easier. Take deep breaths and use your chaos flush when you need it. And definitely make that conscious choice to be the love energy as best you can all day, every day. And incorporate your meditations, sitting in nature, breathing into the love that is your essence. Your day and week will flow better. And the love energy will support you to stay out of the chaos. Oh, and back to Mercury in retrograde, I added the recording of the Take Control of Mercury Retrograde and Peek into Your Future program to the Deep Dive Central webpage. It's only 36 minutes long, and it includes time backed by music to peek into your future. Plus, there's a couple of PDF handouts with info to make Mercury retrograde time easier for you. And I also added a link to Pam Gregory's YouTube channel in case you want to learn more about her and hear what she's got to say about what's happening around us. Okay, so today I want to talk about cause and effect. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this extensively. Mastering cause and effect is the basis of his teachings. And what I love about Joe's work is he provides all the scientific backup and proof of Florence's teachings. Now, I've added links to two interviews with him, Dr. Joe Dispenza, to the Deep Dive Central webpage for you if you'd like to learn more about what he teaches. So Florence didn't talk about cause and effect as such, but she practiced mastering it through her lectures, speaking the word, treatments, and demonstrations of empowerment. So let's take a deeper look at cause and effect and how to manage it to create higher outcomes. So we're programmed to take in outside stimulants and react to it. A negative stimulant results in a fear-filled reaction. That's what we're programmed to do, is react negatively. Now, when the external stimulant is fearful, for example, a smoke alarm going off, or you receive an unexpected bill in the mail, or your child does something that freaks you out, the human brain and body immediately sense danger, danger. And our programmed response is an adrenaline rush, and our body goes into fight or flight survival mode. And from this state of stimulation or arousal, when the danger, danger reflex happens, our energy shrink wraps to our body, and all systems immediately go on high alert until we fully accept that we're safe, until we establish a clear line of demarcation, a clear separation from danger to safe. Safe being the state where our body can relax, our energy can expand, and our brain has the energy to think coherently again. We're learning to discern between imminent, immediate danger for our life, like the smoke alarm going off, and an uncomfortable surprise that holds no bodily harm, like an unexpected bill. We're learning to reprogram our immediate response by taking the action step to establish that we're safe and following through to feeling safe. Now, I mentioned before that about when the pandemic started, Deepak Chopra was presenting live broadcasts through Facebook, and one day he was talking about feeling safe. And he said that if you don't feel safe, all the positive thinking and affirmations, all those in the world will not support you. Because you'll be saying the affirmations and trying to think positively, but you'll be saying the words and trying to feel feelings through fear of not being safe. Fear of not being safe is your foundation. And instead of the positive thinking and the affirmations empowering you, they shine the light on how unsafe you feel. And that unsafe feeling leads you to thinking, what's wrong with me? And feeling guilty for the feelings that you're having. Now, Joe Dispenza explains that this is not being able to think greater than what you feel. So when you're feeling a vibration of fear, feeling unsafe, our brain can't just think us into feeling the love vibration. We have to shift our internal energy to a higher vibration to feel safe. So it's two different things, thinking and feeling. Feeling afraid, feeling unsafe, yet intellectually possibly knowing that you are. But if you still feel unsafe, you can't think greater than that. You can't move into the love energy. You've got to move the feeling first. So let's just take a moment and identify where you feel safe and where you don't. We're going to close our eyes and experience this together. And I'm hoping you'll feel safe after each statement, which would be awesome. But if at any point you feel an uncomfortable emotional charge, open your eyes and write down what was said that triggered that emotional response of not feeling safe. And then when we complete this call, go back to this statement and observe the uncomfortable feeling. Is it still there? It may be gone. Just acknowledging it may have been enough to be free of it. But if that uncomfortable emotional charge is still there, you'll want to look at it closer to fully transform it from not feeling safe to feeling safe. So pay attention to what your body is feeling. Okay, so just take a really deep breath. And why don't you just go ahead and close your eyes? And I want you to repeat after me each of these statements and see how your body feels. Okay, so the first statement is, it's safe to be me. And just notice how your body feels. Maybe it just feels neutral. Maybe it feels excited. Or do you get that emotional charge that maybe I don't feel safe. Okay, the next statement, it's safe for me to be happy. It's safe for me to be loved. It's safe for me to love others. It's safe for me to be healthy. Just be aware what your body feels like after you say each of these. Next statement, it's safe for me to love myself. It's safe for me to love my life. It's safe for me to trust myself. It's safe for me to be free of trauma and drama. It's safe for me to speak. It's safe for me to speak from my heart. You know, some of these statements are so simple. But even as I'm reading them here, I can see times in my life when I didn't feel safe. It's safe for me to receive money. It's safe for me to be wealthy. It's safe for me to want material experiences. It's safe for me to receive what I want. It's safe for me to want a better life. It's safe for me to dream big. It's safe for me to vision my new life. It's safe for me to embrace the love that is my essence. It's safe for me to release the need to worry. It's safe for me to be free from my past. It's safe for me to be me. And in saying that the second time, did you feel the same or did you feel different? And now just repeat this after me. I consciously choose to be the vibration of love energy. I am one with the divinity within. I now claim in deepest gratitude all that's mine by divine right. And it reaches me now under grace. Okay. So overall, do you feel more empowered? Did one or more of the statements send a not in agreement emotional response, rush of energy through your body? Discerning an area you don't feel safe about puts a spotlight on it so you can observe it and take the necessary steps to overcome that unsafe feeling and feel fully safe. You know, it's always so sneaky. You know, it's kind of hidden in our subconscious. So until we start looking, we're not going to know it's there. We just don't feel right. We don't feel fulfilled, don't feel safe. So we're reprogramming our mind to be aware and observe our energy and then consciously choose a reaction. Now, when the danger, danger message flashes through our body, it only takes seconds to discern, am I really in danger? If it's a bill in the mail, the answer is clearly no. We're not in physical danger. Well, once we program ourselves to immediately assess the situation and make the conscious decision, danger or safe, we then have the opportunity to consciously choose how do we want to continue to react. Do we want to go down the rabbit hole of danger that's filled with anxiety, worry, and feeling powerless, or rise above the programmed response of the past to a new vibration of love? When we're aware of our energy, of our reaction, we have the golden opportunity to claim and feel, I'm safe, fully fleshing out the cortisol and take the empowered action step to consciously choose to release some oxytocin, the love hormone, opening the way for a higher outcome, being in the conscious aware state to make the conscious choice to be the love vibration is our goal. So let's get back to cause and effect. So years ago, in one of my classes, a student made the statement, it's hard to believe you have a new car when the one you're sitting in won't start. Well, this reaction and belief are powerful, and it's normal programming in today's world. It's a perfect example of outside stimulus being the cause and our reaction of despair and powerlessness being the effect. And then our intense emotional feelings of despair and powerlessness create a cycle of the experience as a new cause. And with more experiences of being powerless to create a higher outcome being the effect. And as a result, our life becomes a perpetual cycle of despair and feeling powerless, feeling trapped. And truth be told, the only trap is our own thinking and belief. The trap is our mindset of being powerless to improve our life. And in most cases, we are so wrapped up in the shrink wrap of fight or flight survival mode that we don't even know we're stuck. Because this is our normal way of being. Do you recognize this experience? If you do, take an honest look at your life and you'll see this pattern of negative experience being the cause, resulting in the effect of another negative experience. It's a cycle, but you have the power to stop that cycle. Because today, you have deeper insight. Now we can see that we have limitless power within us to create a higher outcome. We have the power and we have the empowerment support tools and action steps to take. We know that we have the power within us to create and live the life that is our version of heaven on earth. We're just moments away. We're learning how to use our power, how to direct it, how to manage it, how to focus it. And through that focus, we create new beliefs. We rewrite over neural pathways of belief of negative thought forms and thought patterns and actual negative beliefs about ourselves that simply are not true and do not serve us. We're grasping a firmer understanding on our own internal power, our power to be the vibration of love, consciously being the cause through the vibration of love, creating effects that are experiences based in love energy. We're learning to consciously be the cause, broadcasting out to the universe love energy and magnetically attracting experiences of yet more love energy. The experiences being the effect. We're learning to manage our power as the cause and reaping the rewards of the effect instead of being detoured from our state of love and grace by outside stimulants. No, sir. When danger flashes in our body, we're learning to reprogram our immediate response to be, am I in danger or am I safe? And the answer is, I'm safe. I consciously choose to be the love vibration, setting into motion a new sequence of events. And from the love vibration, I have coherency of thought. I have energy to not just think, but think clearly. And from this state of being, the love vibration, I can then infuse this situation with love sincerely from my heart, even though I'm not in agreement with it. I can sincerely infuse it with love, opening the way for a higher outcome. This is using my power. And now we have an arsenal of action steps and empowerment support tools that support us to shift our energy and sustain it. We want to be thinking, I'm safe, claiming that state of being fully empowered. We want to own being the conscious state of our life, vibrating in love energy. And that love energy creates the effect by broadcasting love energy out to the universe. And two things happen. One, we become a magnet for experiences of love energy. And two, the universe mirrors back to us experiences of love energy. Just remember, you can stop that energy mirroring back to you by taking fear back and playing with it. Like moving forward, pushing the gas pedal, then all of a sudden slamming on the brakes because you jumped head first into a pit of irrational physical world fear. It's easy to do because that's what we've been programmed for. But we're breaking that cycle and we're changing it. Now, from the love vibration, from this state of energy, you use your power. You consciously create your life from love energy, and you don't feel like you have to force your personal will. No, instead, you flow in ease and grace, feeling the brilliant flow of life force energy moving through you as one with the divinity within, worry free. Empowered with love of the highest order, no matter what's going on around you. And from this state, your emotions are of the greater consciousness of love and gratitude, and your capacity to think is right there, where you want it to be, in the peaceful, harmonious vibration of love. And the desires of your heart come to you. You don't have to go get them. They come to you. And from this state of love, the past heals in all directions of time. So there's no dragging the past into a remake in your future. No, no, no. Instead, you create a new future, a new life from this generous present moment of now. Fully immersed, remembering who you are as one with the divinity within. Now back to the example of sitting in the car that won't start. Our brain is subjective to our emotions. And our body is subjective to our thoughts, creating emotions. Do you see the cycle you're creating? We cannot think greater than how we feel. And I'm going to say that again. We cannot think greater than how we feel. So if we're feeling trapped, resentful, angry, overwhelmed, stressed, helpless, powerless, then yes, absolutely. It's not only hard to believe you have a new car when you're sitting in one that won't start, it's impossible. It's impossible because the brain is firing and vibrating at the fear vibration of despair. And the more you try to vision the new car from this feeling of despair, the more you get stuck in the sticky muck of the despair. Deepak Chopra explained this when he talked about feeling safe. That despair you're feeling with the car that won't start is based in not feeling safe. So when you're trying to think positive thoughts, trying results in feeling guilty and ashamed that you can't get there, harming your evolutionary process. But when you set aside the situation of the car won't start and shift to the love vibration first, when you take those deep breaths, focusing on your heart, focusing on something you're grateful for, you reconnect with the divinity within, accessing that greater consciousness of love of the highest order, where anything and everything is possible. Feeling that emotion of blissful awareness that anything is possible. Remembering who you truly are, a limitless spiritual being that even transcends death. Because your spirit never dies. Feeling that strength and stamina that Jesus felt as he walked the soils of Mother Earth, fully immersed in the knowing that not only did the Father have his back, but the Father resided within him, making all things possible. And this is true of you. The Father, the greater consciousness of Mother, Father, God, the universe, has your back and resides within you, making all things possible. Making creating and living your version of heaven on earth possible. Whatever your version of heaven on earth looks like for you. You are always the cause and effect of your life. Are you creating the cause from the state of being the effect of outside stimulus that freaked you out or threw you into a pit of despair, and as a result, you're manifesting more and more to be in despair about? Or are you using your power, consciously choosing to be the highest form of love vibration possible while still being in a human body, consciously choosing the life you want to live and fearlessly demanding it right here, right now? And from this state of being, this state of empowerment, being one with the divinity within, the vibration of love of the highest order, all things are possible. And from this empowerment, sitting in the car that won't start, you have the strength and stamina to close your eyes and vision the beautiful new car that runs so quietly you can't hear it. The seats are comfortable. The windows are clean and you can easily see out of them. You can see all around you, keeping you safe. And the windshield wipers clear all rain and frozen debris from your windshield. And you can see where once you were blinded by fear. The heater keeps you warm in winter and the AC keeps you cool in summer. And your body is in balance, in harmony. The radio plays all your favorite music, raising your vibration, holding you in a state of peace, vibrating in the love that is your essence as one with the divinity within. You can feel that new car. You can feel it. And that new car shows up. Taking deep breaths and consciously choosing to be the love vibration changes everything. Changes your body chemistry. Improves harmony between your brain and your heart. Allowing you to enjoy your life from the love of your heart space instead of the analytical fear of your head space. The love vibration opens the way for the higher outcome over and over and over again. And when we're triggered by something and we immediately identify that we're safe and shift to the love vibration, our brain doesn't replay the triggering event over and over again. No, our brain begins to work on solutions, answers to the problem, creating a solid plan, and that plan is based in infusing the people and the situation with love and forgiving the pain we feel, rewriting neural pathways of belief that we're not good enough, leading us to feeling safe, safe in all directions of time. And I say all directions of time as this past life and past lives before transforming this negative energy to love so it doesn't show up again in our future. And if it does, because we do live in human bodies, and I get asked about this, something showing up again when you thought you already dealt with it. Uncomfortable energy shows up again for two reasons. One, we took it back and played with it. And when we're tired, it's easy for fear to creep in and we reminisce about past experiences and the current fear associates with the fear of the past and boom, there it is. We've taken it back and we're playing with it, reinstalling the program of anger, resentment, feeling powerless. We're controlling the narrative in a negative way. Number two, the second reason, is we healed the trauma to the degree that we were capable of. Maybe there was more of it that we weren't capable of looking at. We didn't feel safe enough to look at it. But now we're stronger, more stable in our love vibration, and we can go deeper into the pain and trauma of the past to heal it at a deeper level. With this in mind, when something from the past rears its head again, we can look at it and recognize it for what it is, a golden opportunity for healing. And yes, I know what to do with this. And implement your empowerment tools. Take the energetic action steps to be free of what's being revealed to you. Always keeping in mind that when we get triggered, and we're hit with the pain of something from our past, it's not being revealed to punish you. No, 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 no. You're more empowered than you were before. This pain of the past is being revealed to you so you can heal it and be free of it. It's like it's waving its hands over its head, yelling, "Over here, look at me, heal me. I don't serve you anymore. Please be free of me." It's not trying to punish you. It's opening the door to set you free. So we've been working at shifting our energy. In this program, I've got quite a few meditations. Some of them are very similar. So it's up to you to pick out the ones that speak to you in this moment and listen to them over and over again, to where if you just think about the music, you go right back into that love energy. I've listened to them enough that I can think about it and I go into the love energy, and let me tell you, it's great. So I really want to encourage you to do that. So we're going to listen to the meditation now. And this is about infusing your day and your life with love and just being in the acceptance of what your life is in this moment, so that you can use your power to improve your life in whatever way you want to improve it. Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm pretty sure the sound is okay, but I may have to adjust it. So just get comfortable. And so we begin. We relax into the breath and infuse your day and your life with love, opening the way to live your highest outcome. So get comfortable, and with your feet on the floor, hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and we quiet the mind. With a deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and the feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, accept that it is safe to use the power of love within you. And now we welcome our angelic team of love and light. Jesus, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Raphael join us, and together we form a circle of love. As you hold the hand of Jesus and the hand of an archangel, breathe into the love that flows through the circle from one hand to another. Thank you. feel the love as it flows into your body, merging together from one hand to another. This love flows throughout your body, bathing all your cells with sweet, serene, healing. Breathe deeply, focusing your awareness on the breath coming into and exhaling out of your body. Now bring your awareness to your heart and accept what your life is in this moment. No judgment. Life simply is whatever it is. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. And now with another deep breath, accept that you have the power within you to create a higher outcome. You have the power to improve your life. And repeat after me. I accept that I have the power to improve my life. I release the need to judge myself. I accept and use my power to create the highest outcome in all areas of my life. Now place your life into the center of the circle. And from this safe space, we infuse love of the highest order into your life. And from this safe space, you release the need to hold on to the pain of the past. You release the need to judge. You forgive what's been held in unforgiveness. You accept healing. And you accept freedom from lack, despair, and disappointment. You are now free, whole and complete, in all directions of time, as one with the divinity within. And now an aspect of you, your body, moves to the center of the circle. And together, we send love to your body, holding the vision of magnificent health. And your body glows with healing, love, light, feeling fabulous, whole, and complete. And now we all send love to your body, holding the vision of extraordinary wealth. Money flows to you effortlessly from both known sources and unknown sources under grace. And you feel the emotional charge of being wealthy. And now we all send love to your body, holding the vision of loving relationships. You're now a magnet for loving relationships. Relationships are healed in all directions of time. You are one with the divinity within. Happy, whole, and complete. And now we all send love to your body, holding the vision of perfect self-expression. Your body glows with confidence, empowered with strength, stamina, and wisdom of the ages, knowing the words to say, being comfortable with silence, feeling no need to explain yourself, for you are one with the divinity within. Always understanding and taking inspired action. You excel at who you are and what you do. Your square of life is fulfilled, whole and complete. Now rejoin the circle, taking the hand of Archangel Michael, taking the hand of Archangel Raphael, and Jesus stands behind you with arms outstretched, taking your hand and those of the archangels. And just breathe into the peace and that intense feeling of love, love of the highest order, as you absorb their strength, their stamina, healing in all directions of time. And just breathe into your awareness of this love that you are. Breathe into the awareness of your own strength, your own stamina, your healing in all directions of time. Breathe into the awareness of your own power and expand this awareness out into your day and vision in your mind's eye your perfect day. Everything is working out for your highest and best good. and you're excited to learn what happens next. Feel that emotional charge of excitement. You are one with the divinity within, fully connected with the greater consciousness where all things are possible. You have dominion over the experience of your life, and you gratefully use this power, creating and living your happy life. And we ground into this energy and bring this love back with us. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down to that healing light of love, that healing source at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere anchoring you. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love energy back up through the roots, up to your feet, up your legs to your heart. When you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so I hope you're using your meditations. They're just another tool, a guided tool to help you stay in that love vibration and be aware of, you know, being there. And I like to listen to them one after the other if I have time. Like this one was like 17 minutes long. If you can listen to it twice, the second time, the magic, just the twinkles of the energy, just, oh, you start to feel it in your body if you weren't already. It just gets stronger. Huh, they're awesome. Okay, so let's recap. Today, we dove deep into cause and effect, and we explored how to get caught in that cycle of survival mode, allowing outside stimulants to be the cause, resulting in the effect of fight or flight survival mode within us, and how that destructive cycle becomes the way we live our lives on autopilot, negative programming. And then we turned the tables on cause and effect and explored the action steps to take to be the energetic frequency of love as our cause that then makes us a magnet for the effect of love energy as our experience, and how to make that our new programming, our natural progression of our energetic experience. And the daily journal pages walk you through consciously choosing to be love energy every day. And when you write in your daily journal, you're reminded and supported every day to be love energy. We examined feeling safe in many different ways. And if you didn't feel safe in one of the examples, I hope you wrote it down so you can explore why you don't feel safe in that area so you can heal whatever the energy block is and be free of it. And remember that, you know, quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed than when it's not. So when you look at, when you observe that energy, it begins to lose its power. And you can follow the breadcrumbs of that energy to where it was birthed, giving each feeling, each emotional charge a name. And when you give it a name, boom, it changes. Are you using the empowerment tools we've discussed, and are you implementing them and the action steps? They're all so simple. Are you using your chaos flush when you need it? You know, the hardest thing about all of this is just remembering to do it. Creating your non-negotiable routine that empowers you and supports you to sustain love as your state of being is crucial. It changes everything. It makes using your power every day your normal state of living. It builds that foundation. And then you're taking those deep breaths and you have the clarity of thought. And then when things happen, you can observe them instead of going down that rabbit hole of despair and feeling unsafe, because you've overwritten the neural pathways of belief that didn't serve you, and you're vibrating in the love vibration, achieving that state of poise that Florence talks about. Implement the support tools and action steps. And this is your homework. It's always your homework to implement what we've been discussing. It's important that you do this for yourself. Implement everything, because life's moving quickly and we only have a limited number of calls for you to experience and ask questions when things are revealed to you. I'm here with you now and I can answer those questions. I don't want you to be out there by yourself and things happen and then you're in despair and you can't crawl out of it on your own. So implement everything now so I can answer any questions or support you. But you will have an opportunity to continue working with me when our deep dive program completes. Our next step is a 3-month implementation intensive, and I'll share more about that in our upcoming calls. But just remember, you are creating a new normal state of being, a new you. And even though moments may be painful, it definitely takes effort. It's so worth it to be free of past energy that's been painful and create and live your new life. Thank you so much for being here. Sending you so much love. And this does complete our call.